guess where I went this week?
Where?
I went to a home that blew me away. Like, I go to houses every week, right?
Almost every day.
Almost every day. And I've been doing this for the better part of a decade, and I've never seen a home like this. The type of house where it is designed in such a way that my drive to show a home afterwards, which was not nearly as nice, was I was like emotionally affected. I had an emotional response to this house that I had been in, and it's in the Verbena neighborhood. It's not even listed, which is near Ada and Knapp's Corner. And it is by Marcusi Construction. Their design team did something so bold in their choice of contrasting colors and really
materials too. You're talking about the light wood and
So it's dark colors in a lot of the home, and then light, what I think is pine. I'm talking to the designer to get an idea of this because we're going to write about it. We're going to show this place off. It's outrageous.
You'll get the eye candy, listener. Don't you worry.
You will get the eye candy. It is, I mean, I, just to say, you walk in the front door into the massive open living space that it massive does not even begin to describe it. It's huge. And the kitchen is a really interesting design with two islands back to back to the fireplace mantle with a outrageously large clock on it, like 2 foot tall gold numbers. And there's not even a fireplace. It's like a lighting element that mimics a fireplace. It is just...
Sounds futuristic.
It is. And it is, would be considered a modern design. Mm-hmm. But the way that they've done it, it like calls back to that Art Deco 1920s design. They use rose color or like a coral rose color in the bathrooms that is really popular right now. But with this infused into this modern design, it's just so cool.
And it's, can't wait to see it.
The bathroom, the primary bathroom, has a floating tub and two separate standing showers with realistic picture mural waterfalls in them. It is
so not a couple shower, more like dueling showers.
Right. Like who
showers the fastest? Yeah,
whoever turns the heat up the most gets the hot water. Like it's designed.
Probably not in that house.
Everybody gets hot water in that house. And the primary bedroom is like all pine. There's one whole pine wall and then that rose colored paint. I mean, it's just I've never seen anything like it.
Like a work of art, huh?
It's not like anything that you will see in any other design blog. In fact, it is like a unapologetic middle finger to all of these design blogs
rules
and people that are telling you that you need to do this for this season. It just throws all that out the window, and it works, and it works really well. So we're going to show that to you. The person who buys this is going to be a cool, funky, artistic, creative
appreciator of art, not someone that needs to do their own thing because it's done. It is.
It's done.
It
you
is
just
a
need
piece
to fill
of
it
art.
Yourself.
And it could be you, listener.
It could be you, listener. It could be us. Like, I like it that much. I would love to make that place my home.
Aww, welcome to Grand Rapids House and Home.
That on to the end.
That's cute.
Was it? Okay. It didn't
except
work.
For, let's be real, that's not going to be our home.
No, it's not. But
but listener, we'd love to make it yours.
God, it'd be so cool. It's not even listed. I don't know what the plan is for selling it, but I went to the house next door, which is listed, and that place was so fantastic that I called.
Same builder, right?
Same builder, same design team. I called the builder and I was like, this place is outrageous. And he said, well, get a load of what's happening next door.
And that's the one you were just telling us about.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So cool.
Well,
thanks for being here, everybody.
Stay tuned for that.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned for that. That's coming in future weeks. But welcome to Grand Rapids House and Home this week.
We're going to tell you about another thing that makes Grand Rapids a standout city, and that is its huge number of museums and opportunities to learn and see exhibits of things.
Yeah, and I feel like we should talk about how this idea came about because we had some friends that are visiting from out of town And Kate wrote a really charming and like heartfelt blog post about the things that we did.
Thank you.
And in that same time, there were like four other outlets that released blogs and posts that are
similar. What to do with your kids in Grand Rapids? And it's funny because I took a really cute picture when our friends were visiting of this butterfly at the, okay, I'm spoiler alert, we're going to talk about Frederick Meyer Gardens. Yeah. Took like the same picture that these people use for their blog. Same butterfly. I think it's the same butterfly. I'm getting my picture taken again.
It's the only one that's released to get its photo. Like it signed the release from Frederick Meyer Gardens, so it can have its photo taken.
So yeah, anyway, it's feeling a little redundant, but.
So we wanted to, we were going to, and we're going to post that still. You'll be able, you can read that probably on the website right now. We wanted to dive a little bit deeper than other people were doing, though, because I feel like that's what we do. So we're going to talk about the museum culture here, and it is robust.
Robust that we can't even cover all of them in this. We're only going to hit three because there's just too many to talk about and too much to say about all of them.
Right, and these are the three that Kate and I have been to multiple times.
So we feel like we can talk about it.
And we will continue to go to others, and we will bring you information about those.
I feel like it's my duty. Now
it's such a, I mean,
as a museum enthusiast,
and having a museum in your town is a privilege.
It is,
and we respect that, and we want to take advantage of it too, and we want to encourage all of you to. We should start with the Frederick Meyer Gardens, though, because
the beans are spilled.
I mean, I don't know. Can you guess what the other two are? Stay tuned.
So the Frederick Meyer Gardens, Matt, has become our new favorite place. We are new members there. Mm-hmm. We became members because some friends invited us to meet them one morning for the butterfly exhibit, their members. And they wanted to meet at 10:30. And when you start thinking about your kids' nap schedules and, you know, life, if you have them and they're napping, still revolves around those things. So we were trying to figure it out. We realized it'd be better for us to go earlier, but we couldn't go without them because they're members and not us. And la, la, la. So we just decided to join.
Right. So there are member only times that you go to kind of beat the crowds,
which is a cool perk to know about. Mm-hmm. So we became members, and we went to the butterfly exhibit, which is a temporary exhibit at the gardens. It's held in the botanical gardens, the humid, hot, steamy part of the – it's like a giant steamy greenhouse with palm trees and tropical plants.
The palm tree is like three stories tall. It is outrageously large. Like, it is foreboding how – if you look up, it's almost dizzying how big this is.
They're going to have to renovate and add another story to the greenhouse for the palm tree.
Yeah, it's huge. The Butterflies Are Blooming is the name of the exhibit. Mm-hmm. It's from March 1st to April 30th.
Okay.
And so it follows the natural hatching timeline of butterflies.
And we've been twice already, and it is so much fun. Don't wear jeans. It's very sweaty in there.
Wear your moisture wicking materials.
Your athleisure wear will be the perfect thing while you're in there.
And so that is what is right now getting a lot of attention on social media. And everybody's got pictures of their butterflies out. It seems like everybody in my feed, at least. But the Frederick Meyer Gardens is so much more than that. It is acres and acres of what I would consider to be sophisticated artistic sculptures throughout this garden, but then also at the same time, there are very specific areas where children are allowed to explore and touch and be children.
And there's like this treehouse playground type thing, quite elaborate playscape. So fun.
And you should know, maybe this is something to know about Kate and I. Each of these places that we were talking about, there is like a family that they're named after, or someone has donated a specific amount of money to have their name on the exhibit. And that play area has someone's name on it.
Like Lena Meyer Children's.
But I for some reason, I have like a block where I cannot remember that.
Except for the Center for Children Who Can't Read Good. How come you can always remember that?
I can't ever remember that.
No, Derek Zoolander. So he just calls all things that are named after a person that.
Derek Zoolander, Center for Kids Who Can't Read Good and Want to Learn to Do Other Things Good, too.
Yeah.
So there's somebody's play area there, and maybe it is Lena Meyer, and I God bless her. That would be great. I should remember that. And Frederick Meyer, I can always remember too. But then one of the people who donated money has a Japanese style garden that is a seasonal garden there with a tea house and bonsai trees. And it is absolutely gorgeous. And I'm excited for that. That comes in the summer.
There's a cherry blossom event coming when the cherry blossoms come. I don't know if that's part of the Japanese garden, but
I'm not quite sure, but that is. So the other thing that we should mention is their Instagram.
Oh, account. Yeah. And when we were researching, they know that they have a Instagram at Meyer Gardens, M-E-I-J-E-R, if you're not from the area.
Not M-E-Y-E-R.
And they'll keep you updated on things like the butterflies are about to start, the butterflies are ending, you better come one, you know, last weekend, or, oh, it's cherry blossom time. So it's a really good Instagram to follow because those are things that come and go and you wouldn't want to miss.
Yeah.
So.
And you've noticed those cherry blossoms. You've mentioned those cherry blossoms happen in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So go see them because they're gorgeous, but then they're gone.
Yeah, it's a fast thing. And the weather will determine how long they last. So I just don't know. In Washington, some days you get a windy day and you get up in the morning and all the blossoms are on the ground.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I was like, oh, I should have taken a picture of that tree. Right? Darn it. And there's something going on every single month. There's always an event. There is an entire summer concert series where they have an amphitheater where you go and you bring your picnic blanket and you listen to large name shows.
Middle to large. Yeah. And we tried to share the schedule with y'all, but it just hasn't been announced yet. So keep your ear out. That's probably another great reason to follow the Instagram is to know who's coming for the music series this summer.
So Fred Meyer Gardens, real privilege to have something like that in our area that we get to
use
and access, and so many educational programs that they do too. And we dipped our toe into everything that it is, but we will continue on to the next one,
which is the Graham.
That's one of my favorite. Let's just say it's Matt's favorite. It is
the Grand Rapids Art Museum. So Matt and I, upon moving back to town, decided that we were going to make the Graham a centerpiece of our place for activity. We knew we both liked hanging out there when we lived here last time. There's always something fun going on there. So, of course, we reported back very quickly. One of the first events we went to was Art in Bloom, that's so crazy. There's butterflies in bloom and art in bloom.
A lot of things bloom in here. Grand Rapids in the spring.
So Art in Bloom is every other year event where local florists are challenged to recreate or create some sort of floral sculptural design that is inspired by a piece of art from the art museum. So each florist is given a work of art to use as their inspiration, and then they create something, and then it ends up at the art museum next to that work of art that was the inspiration. And we, the public, get to walk through and see these incredible creations.
It's just such a cool and progressive event whoever thought of that, I feel like, is a genius, because it's a massive undertaking to have all these florists do this and deliver them and have the event. And you only have as long as those flowers have before they wilt to see everything. So it lasts maybe 48 hours.
So exclusive. Yeah. I mean, how special.
It's such a cool thing. And then to see how other people interpret the art that is sitting there and then how they create their floral art.
Yeah.
And then are the viewer interpreting that artist's interpretation of that artist. It's very meta if you want to sit like think about it. Just mind blowing. Such a really, really cool event though. And they do so many different things that are interesting events like that.
We went to a Jewish photographer's exhibit. Lauder was her name, and she had photographed really, really famous people, and it was such a good exhibit. That was the first one we took our daughter to.
I was going to say, that was Sunny's first.
Busted for drinking liquids in the exhibit. I was feeding her a bottle of milk, and we almost got kicked out.
That was Sunny's first art museum.
So memorable.
Yeah. The art museum's outstanding, and they're memberships are relatively reasonable. So are Fred Meyer Gardens too. Just say like all these places have memberships. But for the Grand Rapids Art Museum, they have reciprocal memberships with other museums around the country that you can then go if you're visiting Chicago. You can go to, I believe, the Field Museum, not specifically art museums. A lot of different museums have reciprocal access with your Grand Rapids Art Museum membership. So
that's so cool. Yeah. And what a value add.
Yeah. That's very business. So what a value add.
It really is, though. And I do not work there.
What's your value proposition?
I also just wanted to mention we got to go to this cool, they hold a fundraiser every year. If you are inspired to support the art museum, the yearly fundraiser is a really good event.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, the last one. We're going to talk about the Grand Rapids Public Museum.
The GRPM, as I just started calling it this morning, because their website is grpm.org. The Grand Rapids Public Museum is the historical cultural museum right on the Grand River that you walk in. And the first thing you're struck with when you walk in is the carousel that they have, which unfortunately right now is down for maintenance or repair until spring of 2025. But it is
historic.
It's historic. It is. You don't see carousels really anymore, and you don't see carousels like this. This is a massive, big carousel for you to go on, ride around, create memories, look at the river. It's especially endearing, I think, when it's snowing outside and it's dark and there are lights out, and it's just very, very cool. But the Grand Rapids Public Museum, they bring in traveling exhibits. Like currently they have something on Nelson Mandela, and then like a builder's exhibit, which is about construction. And there is also their installations that they have that are permanent, like the 1910 downtown Grand Rapids recreation, where you walk through this display that is a it's a replica, and I can't remember the street that, but it's a cobblestone street with storefronts and gas lamps, and it just gives you this, ooh, this is what Grand Rapids was back when it was Furniture City USA.
And they have a furniture factory, right?
Right, and that's another exhibit that they have, which is a nod to how furniture was made. And that sounds like, oh, cool. But they have the lathes and hand tools that they would use, and somebody does come in to use that equipment and make little tops and things for children to take home. It's just a very, like, it's a great lean into Grand Rapids history, and it's a great place if you're new here to go and see what this area is all about.
You can learn about the indigenous Ottawa people
that
were here originally in Grand Rapids.
There's this exhibit on that.
You can go to the planetarium.
That is how I got introduced as a 17-year-old, like, hey, let's go see the Led Zeppelin show at the Planetarium.
Same.
Such good times.
In fact, I told Matt I had never been to the public museum, but then I realized I had been to the planetarium, and it was my mistake. I just didn't know. But I saw Pink Floyd in the planetarium. It was awesome.
And they're also doing a number of things for the eclipse that's happening, I believe, on the 8th. There are
the 11th, 311, right?
Is it? I don't know.
Pretty sure.
Oh, boy. Oh, but don't take that information from
Google
us,
it,
folks.
Listener.
But they're doing viewing displays on the Blue Bridge downtown, but then they're also holding like a simultaneous planetarium viewing
event
that is safe for viewing.
Yeah. Didn't you tell me you can go get glasses there?
You can go get glasses at the public libraries.
Right.
So that's not all the Grand Rapids public libraries right now are offering viewing glasses for the eclipse. So
you heard it here first, folks, or maybe not. Maybe you heard it elsewhere.
You heard it somewhere.
The public museum is awesome. Highly recommend. There's always free. I think there's free things and paid things that go on there. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, and they're doing their first evening event on May 1st, which is Grand Rapids Public Museum After Dark, which is drinks and hors d'oeuvres and view the exhibits after hours, which sounds like a really cool thing. I would be interested in seeing that. We're actually going to a Frederick Meyer Gardens Butterflies After Dark
Adults-only butterfly event.
Yes.
So you don't have to chase your kids around and get all sweaty in the botanical gardens.
Exactly. But I believe it's something similar to that. That is like, come in and let's enjoy an adult experience in the museum where you don't have to chase your kids.
Yeah.
And just be in a very cool surrounding and experience it. It sounds like adults only, but it's not. We're in Grand Rapids.
This is the Midwest, people. Yeah,
that's not how it goes.
Get it together. Okay. So those three are three that we have visited, and we realize that we have a long ways to go.
Yeah.
There's the Gerald R. Ford Presidential Museum. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you all know that our president, Gerald Ford, came from Grand Rapids, Michigan. In fact, his
38th president.
His childhood home was real close to our old house, which is kind of cute. Mm-hmm. I just loved running by there.
Yeah.
That's a historic
landmark now.
Yeah. They have a sign out front.
Yeah.
Learn all about it. There's the Meyer May House, which is also
a museum. That's a Frank Lloyd Wright design home.
Which gives tours, mm-hmm. super cool, in the historic part of Grand Rapids, Heritage Hill.
Yep.
We've got the Grand Rapids African American Museum and Archives, mm-hmm. and their acronym is GRAMA. I know you liked GRPM, but this is GRAMA.
I like that more.
Even cooler.
Do you want to go to Grandma's?
And they've got free and paid events there.
No, there's another episode of this coming out.
Yeah.
We have to visit a lot of these places. Yeah. And I mean, it may be strange that we didn't talk about the Meyer May House and the Grand Rapids House and Home.
Oh, right.
I guess we should maybe dedicate one at least to that. That home is an impactful home in Grand Rapids, but then specifically in the Heritage Hill neighborhood, which is the nationally historic district of Grand Rapids.
More to come on that.
Yeah.
At least a blog, for goodness sakes.
For crying out loud.
So, yeah. I mean, we didn't even mention them all. Grand Rapids is full of museums. It's another great reason to live here. It's another great reason to visit here.
Yeah. And it's, like I've said a couple times, I just feel I'm grateful that we live in a community that values these museums and values these things. And I feel like it's a privilege to have access to it. And I'm just grateful for it.
The Children's Museum. We didn't talk about this. And I'm not going to get too crazy with it, but I am excited about the Children's Museum. I love that it is, they have like the Daniel Tiger exhibit. They've got Lego tables set up all the time. And you know how I love those Lego exhibits. Block tables for kids to just build blocks for hours.
They also have really interesting admission or membership programs.
Yeah. So there's your basic, you know, family this or a single membership or, you know, an adult, a parent, an unnamed adult, a couple of kids, blah, blah, blah. But they have a few other ones that I wanted to make mention of. Thanks for reminding me. So they have one that's called like the grandparents package, I think. And so this would be such a good idea if you ask me for a gift for grandchildren. If your kids live in grandkids live in Grand Rapids, you can buy a membership where it's for you, another unnamed adult. So maybe for another grandparent or a parent of the child. And then the children are included. And anyway, it's like a really great rate that includes the grandparents. I just thought that was a cool idea. Lastly, they have a membership if you receive any kind of assistance like EBT or WIC, I think is what qualifies you. You can get a $20 a year membership for your family. And I love that they just want people to come and see the museum no matter what your situation is.
Yep. I love that.
They have a really good inclusivity statement on their site too, just making it known that all kids are welcome no matter who they are. And so I love that. Yay, Grand Rapids Art Museum. Kids.
That is, it touches on saying like it's a privilege to have museums and recognizing that not everybody can afford to go to the museum or get a membership to the museum. So like give people an opportunity to. I really appreciate that they do that.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. God bless you.
Yay, Grand Rapids. So there's just another reason that we love it here.
Yay, Grand Rapids. All right. Well, we will hit you up on the next one.
Yeah. We don't want to take any more of your time. So it's been really great, but we got to go, and we love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.